eBay up, lad. What you be buying there? Oh, in my day, Tom, we had to go to market to buy video games. None of this electronic bay.
We're living in the future now, Matthew.
Ah.
And I've got my eBay up.
I'm going down mine. Tom attack. Sorry to Yorkshire folk listening. I don't know
what was happening there.
I would like to blame it on the Yorkshire tea we're currently drinking, but it's not. It's Glengetty. So if anything, I should have been talking like this. But...
Well, I can do a Welsh accent, Matthew.
Well, that's
that's
actually better than your usual one. You usually sound Indian.
I pull it out of the bag today. Oops.
No, there you go. There you go.
Damn.
The Welsh accent, pretty tricky. I'm managing to maintain this one pretty well, though. I'm actually from the north of England. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm all right. Can't complain. Pretty good. Can't get enough of Nitro Plus Blasters.
Yeah, TM. Heroin Infinite Duel. Yeah. Is that what is? I don't know. There's a subtitle.
We need to explain.
I don't think so. We talked about it on last week's podcast.
Briefly. Great fighting game available now.
We shouldn't talk about it too much because there's actually a review over on blastprocess.com. You were under embargo.
We're plugging
last week.
This.
I was
to
not.
The nines.
Yeah.
I'm just, it's a good game. And,
I like
it. And so we'll draw a line under that. If you want to find out more about it, just go to the relative channels.
Yeah. Have you been playing anything else?
Yes.
Seems very early in the podcast to be asking if you played anything else. Seems
yes,
a minute and a half
I
in.
Have, actually. I am into Skylanders now.
Ha 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 ha.
So I started on the Disney Infinity, and I moved on to the harder stuff.
Yeah. You got some dimensions in you
it's
as well.
It's a bit more trippy, I think, Skylanders than Infinity. You know, I'm thinking about all those crazy monsters.
It's a bit of a game as well, unlike Infinity. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Maybe Skylanders does have a bit more gameplay going on in it. There's some...
A bit. that's been very generous to Disney Infinity.
Yeah, it's quite straightforward. It's more of a toy box.
A play box.
I've invented a new term. I'm thinking the playset.
The Microsoft play box. Yeah.
Yeah.
Made by Nintendo.
I like Infinity. I'm not going to slag Infinity off on the podcast. But yes, in terms of gameplay, maybe Skylanders does have the edge. I'm actually playing Skylanders Giants at the moment, so I'm really living in the past.
Yes.
But I got this for the Wii U quite some time ago and haven't really got stuck into it. And it was Infinity that kind of rekindled my interest in this sort of game.
Toys to life.
I have not Disney Infinity, I was going to say
Lego Dimensions
sitting there ready to start, but I can't be bothered to build the Batmobile. So, you know, when I thought about, I want to play a game, but this one involves me having to build a Batmobile.
You don't actually have to build anything.
No.
So I go through the game.
I did notice as I was building the portal that you're meant to build the portal while you play the game.
Oh, you can build it before.
Okay. I'm not missing anything by the fact that I've built it already, the portal.
No,
but I've saved building the Batmobile until there's no building instructions for the Batmobile in the
there. Right, okay. There are Batmobile instructions in the game. As soon as you put
in the game,
in the game for the Batmobile, at least you need to be at a certain section in the level to build the Batmobile. You can just go online to Lego.com and there are building instructions there.
So I can have it ready.
So you can have it ready if you really want to, and then you just skip through the building instructions.
Yeah.
However, usually what happens is, say, if you were to buy character Bart, for example, you would buy Bart, and then his stuff, as soon as you put Bart on, it would give you the building instructions to build Bart stuff, so you could build it very quick and carry on with your game.
Only
happens the first time you do it, otherwise you can access the building instructions in the game and build it later.
What is Bart stuff?
I can't remember, because I don't have him.
Isn't it the Homer car you have?
No, that comes with Homer. But
you get Homer and Bart together?
You do not. Bart comes on his own. I think he's got some kind of like go-kart or something. I can't remember.
Fair enough. Fine.
Yeah, earlier than when I was on the project. But the Homer Simpson car, for example, then, because it's in a part of a level pack, you will play the level, and as you are playing the level, you will unlock the car and also a television that explodes and plays itchy and scratchy.
Okay.
As you progress through the level to help you out with story stuff.
What's that
stuff.
Like, the Simpsons one? Because I would consider that one.
It's pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, it's not too bad. I think it's based on the episode where he eats the chili, yeah. And it's quite trippy as a result of that. To be honest with you, my favourite of all of the levels still is the Portal one. I still haven't played Doctor Who or the Ghostbusters or Midway Arcade, but the Portal one is solid. But it's essentially Portal 3.
In the game anyway, isn't there?
There is. Well, there's everything in the game. Yeah. There's a Simpsons Scooby-Doo, level in the game. Simpsons, there's a Scooby-Doo level in the game. Like, every IP Ninjago. That is in that thing is in the game. Yeah. There is a level, a good chunk of content around that. The levels are just solely focused on that. So the Back to the Future one is essentially a summary of the first Back to the Future movie. It's really good.
Wonderful. So I've got that I look forward to.
Speaking of plugs.
I said I was going to play that, I think.
Yes, you did.
Sorry. I got sidetracked by Skylanders.
That's right.
I don't know how that happened, really. I bought a couple. Oh, yes, that's what happened. Yeah, You're the instigator.
I kiboshed you, yeah.
Because you gave me that copy of Skylanders for the Wii.
I did, yeah.
And I got it home and I was quite excited. But unfortunately, I couldn't read it. Because unlike Giants, it doesn't have an English language option. Because when you start the game, usually you get 5 flags that didn't know what language the game's going to be in. That's only got the 4, and English isn't
it's a shame.
One of them.
But at least you know the Portal works, right?
Oh, for sure. No, thank you very much. You know, it was a nice surprise.
I'm sure.
I can still play the game. It's just I don't know what people are saying, which I don't think you necessarily need to know.
Well, there is a story and stuff. It would bother me more than it bothers you because you tend to skip through all that stuff anyway.
But in Skylanders, I do feel bad if I skip stuff.
Yeah.
Actually, I quite like the voice acting in Giants. I think it's
voice
quite
acting
expressive
and all of it's pretty
and
solid.
Yeah, it's got a sense of humour.
I quite like the guy who voices Chaos, the guy who voices Invader Zim, as I said. I think he's very well done. Yeah. I think Flynn, the guy, the annoying like raccoon dude, is
Captain
quite fun
Flynn,
as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I like Sky. I like its aesthetic as well. I think the visuals are really nice.
A good game.
And I like the imagination in the character design. Yeah. So that it's all original and been created for the game is.
Did you notice what I talked about in terms of depth in platforming, though?
There's no platforming in Giants.
Have you not jumped around? Oh,
you can't jump in Giants.
Oh, yeah, no, you can't.
No, in the
You're
first
right.
two, I
yeah.
don't think you can jump at all.
You can't jump. No, it's all in your path, isn't it? Okay, never mind. I take
there's
that back
moving
then.
Around blocks, there's block puzzles, and yeah, I was stumped for a bit, actually, but that was more, I didn't know how these switches worked to open doors. But yeah, I kind of like that kind of puzzly angle on some of the gameplay. And again, it's not too taxing, which is what I really liked about Infinity. It's a game I can just relax and enjoy and not have too much trouble with.
Yeah. It's a good game. I'm sure if you looked in charity shops in the UK, you would find a copy of Skylanders for the Wii.
Yeah, I've actually said to my girlfriend to keep her eye out for Skylanders stuff, but it's hard to find the old stuff here in Denmark now. They seem to have cleared it all out of the shops.
Very. Surprisingly, I'm not seeing it in flea markets either. That was... Okay, I'll talk about it. I went to a flea market today.
That's a surprise.
I know, tell me about it, but it's a big one. It's one that happens every year, and I generally get some good stuff out of it. The weird thing is, usually there are three mainstays of Danish flea markets that I always enjoy, and they've kind of were missing from this big one, which doesn't give me hope for the coming year.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I will see, first of all, I will laugh at the stand selling porn. There will always be, here in Denmark, there's a very liberal approach to pornography and nudity. There will always be a stall selling porn quite blatantly out in the open next to like Tupperware. There will be a huge section of pornographic magazines. Nothing there today. I've noticed it slowly declining in the week.
You're disappointed there wasn't a lot of pornography.
No, because I usually laugh because it's usually just like, you know, dirty old men run this stall to pretending to be interested in like crockery and then they're actually just eyeing up young ladies on the front of magazines. And
this
having
is like a library.
Not
having a fiddle.
Yes, through the pages, not with themselves. So that's gone. There was no.
They boycotted it. Do you think?
I just don't think there's a market for it anymore.
Isn't.
You know, the internet.
The
exists.
Internet. Yeah.
So that's gone. Usually, I always find a lot of toys. Naturally, Lego is everywhere in Denmark. The streets are paved with it to a certain extent, especially here in Jutland where we live. So I did get some Lego. I did get some Fabuland for those of you who follow me on Twitter. I like my animal Lego. So it was lots of Lego. There was loads of like really old sets, like the Lego family, which predate the minifigure, and also the first town sets where they actually had cars and stuff with a small building element around it, which is pretty interesting to see. And then the saddest thing, the biggest thing I've always noticed and always been quite happy about in these Danish flea markets, not a lot of PlayStation 2 games anymore. There used to be a time and a place where I used to be able to go to these Loppa markets and Crema markets, and there would be tables full of PS2 games. I mean, like, obviously, like, someone had closed the shop or someone had bought a load of bulk a couple of years ago and was still hanging on to that stock and trying to sell it for silly prices. Yeah. A lot of that now. A lot of like, High School the Musical Sing Star I saw today, but I think a lot of the good stuff has already gone. I think it's just the dregs that now that are left. Really? And I'm like, oh, man. But I mean,
I guess there must have been a time when you saw an abundance of PS1, and then that, I guess, isn't as abundant now. And then PS2 would take its place. And now
I did see some PS1 today. Yeah. I did see some PS2 as well, but not... There would usually be, you know, like when you ever go to like a car boot sale or whatever, there's a huge stall selling DVDs, and the whole stall will be covered in DVDs. There was, up until last autumn even, stalls doing that with PS2 games and Wii games and all of the like.
Two of the most popular.
Yes, two of the most popular consoles of all time. Yeah. So there are an abundance of games out there. Not a lot. I just don't know if these people are not bothering to go because it's very niche. And to be honest, the market really isn't in this one for it.
Well, but in terms of PS2 games, unless you've got a PS2, you can't play them, I guess. At least with maybe Wii games, you can play them on the Wii U. But then how many people upgrade to a Wii U? Most people probably still have a Wii.
I mean, I doubt that's the thinking behind it anyway. I just don't think people are interested. Or maybe it's not the right show. This show I went to is actually cars primarily, but there's also then people selling their stuff on the side of
it. It's got me thinking, though. How many people have a PS2 in their living room? It's probably something now that maybe in the kids' room that the kids have, if the kids have a TV or whatever.
Yeah.
That it would get relegated, I imagine, to some sort of playroom nowadays.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or the attic or whatever. I mean, I talked about on last week's podcast that deal I got with like 30 PS2 games or whatever it was for like 200 krona. Like, people are giving it away. It's in that stage where Nintendo was in the 90s where people just don't care.
I wonder if there was an easier way to play PS2 games, if you could play them on PS3 or PS4, that they'd come back. There'd be a resurgence.
Maybe. I mean, like, you know, PS2 slowly starting to go up in price, I've noticed.
It is. It's becoming more of a collector's thing, I guess.
It is. I mean, there's some insane people going for full sets of PS2, which is like 2,000 games, which baffles me.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, each to his own. I've
got a lot of PS2 games.
Yeah, me too.
PS2?
PS2.
But, yeah, I think I've got a lot of the great ones. I've actually picked up a few more recently. I happened to watch the latest GameSack. I'm quite a fan of GameSack. The back...
Yeah,
They've been away from YouTube for a while, and they always find their videos very informative. So they were doing a PS2 collecting video.
Yeah.
Just talking about the console and some of the best games for it. And they're going through, I've actually got a lot of these games.
Yeah.
Wow, cool. I've got the more niche ones like Blood Will Tell, which always gets mentioned.
Blood Will Tell?
It's a third-person samurai action game.
Okay.
Yeah.
Never heard of that.
That gets mentioned quite a lot in these hidden gem type videos.
Yeah.
There are a couple of others. But there were some that fairly obvious cheap games that I picked up. I'll talk about them in a moment.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I tend to pick up a lot of PS2 as well. I was actually saying to you in the wake of some of my pickups, I won't go into everything because I actually got a lot of games today.
Did you do something online today?
I did a Periscope.
What is that?
Periscope is a streaming application
in
which people can tune in to your Twitter account and then they can watch you stream.
Twitter thing.
It's like a live stream.
Through Twitter?
Yeah, it uses your Twitter account, but it's its own app. Periscope is just like it's supposed to be like everyday live streaming.
So
the most things I've done with it actually have been when I've been abroad. Like, I've just walked down a street or whatever and got the atmosphere of the town and lots of people tune into it. But obviously with video games, it's a bit more niche.
So did anyone tune in?
Yeah, quite a few people.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You get comments or chat or something?
Yeah, a good friend, Ali the Retro Hunter, was watching. There's a few other people. from my Twitters as well, having a look and going like, oh, wow that's really
live
cool.
Live broadcasting.
Yeah, yeah. I've done it a few times now. I used to do it last summer when I got good hauls. Like, I did it after Vorbasa.
But I guess it's not such a new thing, being able to do that with video games in the home since, what, PS4?
Yeah, I mean, people have been... Well, I mean, before that, people were streaming through other stuff. I mean, Twitch has been a big thing for a couple of years now, with people like streaming League of Legends and things.
But definitely come a bit more mainstream with the functionality built into the,
structure
of the consoles, yeah.
But yeah, anyways, so I was having a wonder. There wasn't much PS2 and the like, but I did, like I said, see some PlayStation games.
And the thing caught your eye.
They did, yeah. They were the first thing that actually caught my eye. I walked around.
But there was nothing there that was...
No, nothing really. Like, a few titles I wouldn't have minded, but at the same time, nothing I wanted. It was like Tomorrow Never Dies.
Oh, not bad.
Lost World.
I'd pick up Tomorrow Never Dies if I hadn't already got it.
Gran Turismo 1, 2 Did 2 come out on PlayStation?
Yes.
Yeah, it was 2 then. Tekken
Not
3.
I mean, these are all good games.
Yeah, but the games I've either got or I don't want.
You don't like driving
You know what I mean?
Games.
Like, I've picked up a lot of PlayStation 1 over the last couple of weeks of just like, oh, wow, that's a really cheap PS1 game. But I thought, well, I'll leave it there and there's good reason for it. Essentially, the first seller I talked to was pretty much the best deal of the day for me. Chatted with this guy because I saw a lime green Game Boy Color, which is the one color of Game Boy Color which has eluded me for ages. It's very common. I see a lot of it, but either it's out of the price I'm willing to pay for it, or friends buy one and go, look what I found, and then they want to keep it because it's a Game Boy and they can play Pokemon on it. So I got chatting with the guy because I saw it. I said, oh, how much for the Game Boy? He goes, oh, actually, it's not for sale. He said, my grandson's here. He said, he's playing it. He goes, it's actually mine. I play Game Boy games. Which I was like, oh, you play Game Boy games? Got an interesting conversation with this chap about the Game Boy and our like of its limitations.
Did he say, check out my channel?
I did say I did a YouTube channel, but this is a guy literally in about his 60s, so okay. I don't think he cares that much. But we were just having a chat about like the limitations and how he was saying he has good games on his smartphone now, but he always still carries a Game Boy around with him because he really likes Super Mario Land and the like.
Yeah.
And so we were having this chat, and I said, oh, I said, look in the PS2, PS1 games. I said, oh, I was just like, oh, games, I collect them, blah, blah. He goes, oh, well, I got some other Nintendo stuff here. And so he pulled out a box, and lo and behold, Tom, Super Nintendo.
Oh, and your eyes lit up, I bet.
Yes, they did.
I can picture this.
But not because of the Super Nintendo Super itself, Nintendo. Because I've seen Super Nintendos at Loppa Markets before. I was more the fact that it had boxed games with it, those boxed games being Donkey Kong Country 2,
you
the
have
Smurfs.
Some games for Super Nintendo.
Yes.
What do you happen to have there?
It was Donkey Kong Country 2, Smurfs Travel the World, and Super Mario Land 2 Yoshi's Island, a game I've been after boxed since it came out because I couldn't afford it, and then I ended up settling.
So at least two good games. I don't know what
the Smurfs game's
like.
Okay. I mean, I've played Travel the World on Game Boy, like the original Game Boy. It's not. This one is done by Infogrames. The Game Boy version isn't.
Infogrames being a French studio.
Yes, French studio. It's actually developed by a studio called Bit Managers, who are actually based in Spain.
Oh.
I know what. Yeah, Bit Managers is a Spanish one, and then Bits is the British one. Yeah.
They're just published.
They are published by Infogrames, yeah. French company, as you said. But I got chatting with the guy then, and I thought, well, I said to him, how much are you after? And he also had some other bits. There was a Super Game Boy adapter. Also a copy of Turtles, Fall of the Foot Clan, that it was in the box loose that he didn't want, that wasn't with this lot. And I said, oh, how much are you asking for it? And he said, well, he goes, what about 500? I said, to be honest, it's the first stall I've come to. I don't really want to spend all my money straight away. He goes, oh, okay, 400's fine. So I was like, cool, 400 krona, about 40 quid. Walked away a happy boy. I actually ended up coming back to the stall later, and because I'd left the cables there because the battery pack for the Super Nintendo, not the battery pack, what do you call it, the transformer.
Yeah.
It's pretty heavy and I didn't want to carry it around the entire flea market with me. And I came back and he goes, oh, because he laughed and said, there was a guy here like half an hour after you, he said. And I told him I'd sold the Super Nintendo because he saw the cable. And he was like, I would have paid three times as much for that. And he goes, I'm happy with paying 400. He said, I bought these. He said in a lot of markets, he said like 10, 15 years ago when no one cared, he said, I probably paid 10 kroner for these games. He said, as long as you're happy, I'm happy.
If this guy's being serious, to say he would spend three times that.
I don't think so. I think
he was exaggerating.
I think this is not only someone exaggerating, I think it's someone going like, you sold these things for cheap. I should have bought them. Which is a lot of collector mentality these days. But I don't even think it was that. Because I mean, like, let's be honest here. If he walked up to that seller and that seller said 400 kroner, he would have gone, yeah. And then he would have bought it the same
course,
as I did.
Of course he would. Yeah.
So the guy, behind the counter.
Oh, no, this is worth at least 800 kroner.
Yeah, but the guy behind the counter was laughing about it anyway. But he also said, hey, because he collects Game Boy, he said, a lot of the Game Boy games he said that I bought 10, 15 years ago, he said, were because of my kids. My kids are grown out of it. My grandkids play mine, but they don't really care. She said, I have a lot of Game Boy games. Let me take your number. I'll give you a ring next weekend and you can come and have a look at what I've got. So chances are I could have a lot of really nice new boxed Game Boy games next week. Or it could just be crap and I don't want or don't need. Mm.
But you say this guy likes to keep the boxes and such. Yeah, so the good he's held on to these boxes.
Everything he had was super neat. I mean, even the PlayStation 1 games, like the discs had no scratches or anything. Yeah. He'd obviously taken care of these things. Mm. And I think that's why he was okay with it, because I chatted with him for ages beforehand. And he said, oh, I'm glad they're going to a good home.
I've always kept care of my boxes.
I didn't as a kid. I kind of regret it now. Well, I didn't have space, to be honest with you. Like, my bedroom is very small in my mum and dad's. My brother's Super Nintendo stuff is immaculate. My Game Boy Advance and all of this kind of stuff from later life when I had a bigger room is very good condition. But my original Game Boy and NES stuff is just destroyed.
I'm such a box hoarder. Even if it's like an action figure, I can't bring myself to throw out the box.
Well, look to your right, Thomas. You see two Amiibo boxes I still haven't thrown
out. I can't
out.
Throw away Amiibo boxes.
I have done.
Or Infinity boxes.
I've kept some of them. I kept things like NES and
I kind of think, that's a pointless argument, saying that if I need to move them around.
Man, I open, like, my original Amiibo boxes, I opened with a scalpel from the bottom so I could pull the thing out without ruining the box and stuff.
Yeah.
And I just got to the stage of like, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm never going to sell these things. Like, they're really nice. I'm going
to
keep them.
And if you wanted to put them in storage or transport them somehow, then wrap them up in bubble wrap.
There are better ways of doing it, let's
That's what I've done when I brought a few Amiibos back with me from the UK to Denmark. Yeah, just wrap them up in bubble wrap.
Yeah.
And that's fine. Didn't bother with the boxes. But I kept the boxes. They're still in
the
UK.
Yeah, I'm sure they are.
You
have the space. You have a games room
I don't
to keep
have
all this crap
space,
in.
So that's the thing. It's full.
Yeah, true.
And anything else I get that leave there is like making it very difficult to find anything nowadays.
I'm starting to get to that stage. That's why I'm only trying to cherry pick stuff now again.
Yeah.
Other than Game Boy games, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I walked around. I found a few more Game Boy games, a few Game Boy Color things, a copy of Pokemon Gold, a copy of Aladdin, which is a port of the NES version made by Virgin Interactive, which is quite good. Just general good stuff. I picked up a very, very nice silver Game Boy Pocket.
You did.
Which you've seen my old Game Boy Pocket. It looks like it was run over. It was missing the battery cover.
So this is from a different seller.
This is from a different seller, yeah. I bought that, 20 quid with a few games and little bits
something
and bobs.
About the silver one that feels quite exclusive.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, to be honest though, I actually prefer the silver Game Boy Pocket to even the Game Boy Light. Yeah. The Game Boy Light I have in silver, I don't know, there's just something about the shape of the Game Boy Light that doesn't look nice. The Pocket for me is the best of the Game Boys in terms of looks, but functionality, I go with the SP.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but like I said, I bought a lot of stuff. It's on Twitter. I periscoped it as well, as we've talked about, so I won't drag too much on.
That's a new term, to me, periscoping.
For you.
It sounds like some sort of naughty sex act, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Periscoping.
You can't buy periscope at Danish flea markets anymore. No, but that's it.
Yeah,
for
it sounds like a really perverting magazine, isn't it? With someone's hidden. Perving
little
with a periscope.
Submarine perving with a periscope.
That's a great name for a podcast.
Yeah, they're perving with a periscope. Maybe not.
Perfect with the best. Yeah.
You bought anything else?
Yeah. Do you want to hear about that?
Get out of the list, Tom.
Okay, so actually I think I haven't spent as much on games recently and I haven't been frequenting eBay as much since I got back. And you know, it's always the same when I see how much I've bought over a 3 month period. I'm thinking, like, well, I'll slow it down a bit.
Well, I bought a shitload already this month, so I'm pretty much done for this month. With the exception of Nitro Plus Blasters. which I'll pick up. And I think my girlfriend also has a game for me, so I'll be happy with those.
Very nice. Firstly, a game which I discovered for the first time through an issue of Sonic the Comic. Now, not so long ago, I'd bought some issues of Sonic the Comic. A great comic in the UK. It's a little different from the American one. I was reading through some of the old reviews in there.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of Micro Machines and discovered this game called Double Clutch for the Mega Drive, which is a top-down racing game. And it was compared to Micro Machines, and I thought, oh, this is... Yeah,
right,
I'm interested.
Your alley.
Yeah. So I found it on eBay and got it for about 11 quid.
Okay, that's all right. What, cart or boxed?
Well, always that's boxed. I don't like to buy Mega Drive games unboxed. There's something about... I think the cartridges are too... I don't know what it is about delicate to like N64 cartridges. I feel are a bit more hardy.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know.
NES cartridges, Super Nintendo cartridges, Mega Drive cartridges. Oh, I feel they must be in the box.
The weird thing is, like, I've got a bit of a tick with Mega Drive games out of the box. I mean, most of my Mega Drive games are boxed. But anytime I see one unboxed, I'm like, oh, but I could get it boxed, which is not something I really have with.
It's because the boxes are nice.
Yeah, I mean, they're durable as well.
Yeah. Next, the rest of it is PS2, and this was all based off the episode of GameSack, actually.
Okay.
So when you talk about people seeing games and videos and pushing up prices, I'm someone, I guess, who helps that happen, perhaps.
Yes, I'll get, son of a bitch.
I'll just find out about a game and want to play it. That's quite normal, isn't it? So, Sylphid, The Lost Planet.
That rings a bell.
On the Mega CD, it was the first one.
Yeah.
This is a sequel. It's a shooter, top-down shooter.
I recognise the name.
Look, a fairly affordable game. I found a lot on eBay with that. Also, the remake of Defender for PS2. £9 for the two of them.
Yeah, it's all right.
Everybody's Golf.
Yeah, Everybody's Golf is a good game, man.
Yeah. Picked that up for £3.75. And a new sealed copy of Everybody's Tennis for £2.50.
I haven't played Everybody's Tennis.
Lastly, Ape Escape 2. £12.
Yeah, Ape Escape 2. Good game.
Posted.
I like it.
Yeah, I just thought it really I love bright, colourful platform games. PS2's got a fair few of them.
Ape Escape is a very overrated franchise.
As well, yeah.
Underrated. Sorry, not overrated. I like it.
I like it. I like the PS1 one. I look forward to playing the PS2 one. Yep. So that was everything physical that I bought off eBay.
Yeah. Actually, Thomas, it's not the only things physical you've got.
What's this?
Happy belated birthday Christmas.
Oh, Matthew.
Yes.
This is a... Wow.
It's taken me a fucking age to find that
this
game.
This is a real surprise, Matthew. I did not see this coming. You've been very cunning here.
I have.
What have we got in here? I can guess.
Yes, you should guess. Because it is what you think it is. And it took me a fucking age to find that game in English and in good condition and at a decent price.
It's well packaged.
It is.
I must say, can you hear that? It's bubble.
Thank you, Lee Cole.
Oh, my Lord. You got this shipped to
Denmark? I did get this shipped to Denmark.
Bloody hell. This is...
It's almost as if it's taken me an age to find it, and so I was just like, no, I'm just getting it sent to you, bugger it.
Oh, thank you, Matthew.
It's okay, Thomas.
Thank you so much. This is a copy. Am I in a little plastic bag?
I know. Are you using Ziploc? Ziploc,
it's a
Tom.
Bag. It's a Ziploc. Oh, my Lord. Spared no expense here. This is a copy of Worms for the Super Nintendo. A game
it is.
I've been putting off buying because Matthew did once mention he was going to get it me as a present for either birthday or Christmas. And yeah, thank you. I'm very happy to finally have this.
4 months later, I finally delivered on that promise. Yeah, and finding a decent copy of that game in English,
I know how hard
no
it
less,
is
a pain in the ass. So...
But does it use the mouse? That's what I still want to know.
I think it does, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
we'll certainly try it out.
Thingamajiggy does.
Lemmings. Tribes uses the mouse. Wow. Well, that's another one. Worms for Super Nintendo. Courtesy of Matt Boyle.
No
thank
worries.
Thank you again.
Happy belated birthday Christmas.
Well, thanks. The only thing is I can't play it now.
You can, Tom. I just bought a Super Nintendo. It's fine.
Wonderful. Great. I don't know what to say now. I bought Tron Run. Downloaded that.
Great. How was that?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I watched Tron Legacy the other day because Here's a funny story. So Disney Infinity, I like the look of the Korra Infinity figure.
Yes.
Started playing a bit with that and thinking, oh, you know, I really want to watch Tron Legacy again. I did, really enjoyed it, and I was in the mood for more Tron. And I'd seen that Tron Run was on sale on the PlayStation store. So I was like, yeah, I'll pick it up. It's a really good endless runner, yeah, with that Tron atmosphere.
Man, pity Tron Run didn't come out like in the 80s, because then Bruce Springsteen could have released a song called Tron to Run. Instead of Born to Run. Sorry, that's a terrible joke.
But yeah. It's really cool. Use all those Tron mechanics. Like there's a glass, you know, the disc you have to break. You're always running forward, of course, endless runner. And from a third person behind perspective, you can use your disc to break obstacles, get through and kill enemies. When you jump, you've got to glide if you hold it down, and those little wings come out like at the end of Tron Legacy that they have. Your wall running is also included. There's apparently something with light cycles, but I haven't seen that part of the game yet.
Yeah, I've heard that bit of the game isn't great, though.
Oh, really?
The light cycle, yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. But this is developed by the same guys who did Sonic Boom.
Yes.
Interestingly enough.
Yes.
Which, it's fine. I thought Sonic Boom wasn't that bad, to be honest. Maybe it was a little bit average, but not a bad game by any means. But this Tron one, actually, really good. I guess it's quite a simple concept, but very well executed.
It's over the shoulder, endless runner, right?
Yeah, very enjoyable. I got the deluxe pack for £10, which included all the add-on stuff they've made for it over the
certain
period. Wow,
that game's a tenner?
Yeah. Mm, it's quite a lot.
Yeah. On sale, no
You get it for a fiver, just a basic game.
Man, still a fiver for a fucking endless runner.
Yeah.
It's a bit steep.
It's Tron, though. I needed it.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean,
I have Tron for the PS3 as well. Tron
Legacy.
Evolution?
Yeah, Legacy.
No, Legacy's a film.
Is it?
I think the game's
Maybe
called
it's
Evolution.
It's called Evolution then. I don't know. I like that game. I need to buy it. It's one of those Xbox 360 titles I've been putting off buying, even though it's super cheap.
Yeah.
Super Love cheap. Tron. Super cheap.
I mean, you could argue that Tron Legacy is not the greatest story in the world.
I like Tron Legacy.
But it's really cool. I like the performance. I think all the actors do a really good performance. It's a shame they maybe went for that CG character, because I don't think at that time the technology was quite there to make a really believable... especially one that was meant to be the villain of the whole film.
I'm just kind of against the line, bio-digital jazz, man! I was just like, really?
Oh,
fuck.
Yeah. But I tell you what, who steals the show in that film? It's is it Martin Sheen?
Yes.
His performance as the character runs the bar.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful. Oh, every little thing he does is so well thought out and so entertaining.
I really like that
movie.
He
sort of does a David Bowie impersonation.
Man, I fucking love that clip in the thing in the club.
The club, that is like, the highlight of the entire film. Like.
Leading up to that, and like the girl with the Blade Runner umbrella and like Daft Punk in the bar. Oh. Such a good sequence.
Yeah, and it makes me sad to think we might not see any more Tron movies.
Probably not, unfortunately.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind it. Make it a trilogy. Round it out.
Yeah, but there was a Tron 3 in the works for a long, long time. It just got killed. And
the director's great. Same guy did Oblivion, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, the guy who played Tron in the movie, that I've forgotten the actor's name.
Yeah.
He's essentially said, no, I'm out. Like, we've brought this back and killed it too many times. He said, the fans are getting let down. I don't want nothing to do with this anymore. So, like, I don't think we'll ever see a Tron 3 as it is. I think it'll be rebooted.
It's not. Yeah, if Tron isn't in it, I know he's only had a small part in the Tron Legacy, but...
Yeah, but I mean, you know, like, I think they could just remake it. And I'm not really the biggest advocate of that, but I mean...
Well, remake the original
Tron. Remake the original Tron.
I don't know, I think it's quite interesting now to see how Korra's character has been crossed over into the real world.
Yes.
That seems like it could be really interesting, but then it wouldn't call for the grid world to
be
that important. But then you could have Jeff Bridges doing stuff over there, if he didn't die at the end of Tron Legacy.
Yeah.
Sorry, it's become a very...
Spoilers for like an 8-year-old movie.
He might not have died at the end. It's never really...
Biodigital jazz, man. I'll bring him back. It's okay.
Yeah. Cool. So I think that's everything. There's a PlayStation Plus game we tried, both of us.
Yes.
Shoot. What's it called?
I can't remember. It's
some fish with a shotgun.
Yeah.
Tsushimi, I think
something like
called.
That.
That was surprised me because it was you're shooting waves of enemies, and I thought it was going to be a proper side-scrolling shooter, Shmup. But It wasn't, unfortunately. Well, I mean, like, but it's free, and it's pretty, yeah. It's okay. It's not bad. It's a good little time waster, but it's like...
Darius Burst has waves of enemies, like culminate in a boss. Yeah. But, like, these waves of enemies take, like, 5 seconds to kill, and then it ends.
That really disappointed me, actually, straight away, that it's not a one-shot kill deal with the enemies.
I think maybe it's a case of this is probably a mobile game that they've ported to the PlayStation, and that's why the rounds are so short.
There is something else available on PlayStation Plus at the moment.
It's gonna be Zombie is PlayStation
free.
Plus.
Maybe with... crying if you haven't played the Wii U version.
I added it too much. Oh, have you seen there's a new feature where you can add to library rather than download?
Oh, yes.
So you don't even have to do the thing I was doing of putting it in your download queue and then deleting it.
No.
You just add it to your library.
Also, I noticed that certain things stay open. Actually, no. If you hold down the PlayStation button, there's more options. It's not just shut down or anything. There's actually... I can't remember exactly what there
is.
But
there's
been
options.
An update recently.
Yes,
there are. Updates. There's apparently a big Destiny update with some new quests and things coming
out. Yes, I hear that
too. It was down when I tried to play it on Thursday.
Destiny's always down, Tom. Don't kick it while it's there.
So instead played Call of Duty Black Ops 2. Level 41 on that. I didn't realise I played it so much.
I'm like level 50-something in Battlefield 4 now.
Yeah.
It's just like,
it's just funny how, you know, you play these first-person shooters just for a bit of fun and then you end up... Finding out you've played them so much, you've got this kind of high rank now.
Our colleague Jakob is level 100 and something in Battlefield 4. I looked at his playtime and it's like 7 days.
Yeah.
It's like it's ridiculous amount of like hundreds of hours.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, okay.
I'm always dipping in that Pokemon.
Got to catch them all, Tom.
Yeah. It's handy. My friend Maddie now has, found that he's playing through Ruby. So I think as soon as you find someone who's playing through the game at the same time, it makes it a lot more enjoyable. Because you've always got that constant, I'm going to totally beat him. I've got this Pokemon in my team now. And you build up your strategies.
Well, I mean, that's why I played through X so fast. Because, I mean,
we
were all playing it at the same time.
We had three or four of us playing at the same time. Callum was playing, Austin, Toby, and... Yeah.
A good friend, Austin, TM.
Okay, sorry, we didn't mention that.
Keep it on brand.
Pokemon's great. Always dipping out of that. Can't wait for the new ones. Actually, I can, because I'd rather finish Ruby before.
Well, I never bought Ruby. I don't tend to buy the remakes. I actually saw a copy of Soul Silver and Heart Gold today that I wanted to buy, but then they were a bit expensive. They were like 250 kroner. I was like, I'm sure I can find them in
Cardboard
Sales.
I wonder where it's
going
to go next, because the next game to remake would be Diamond and Pearl.
That's not going to happen, though, is it?
I think they've had a significant step up since Diamond and Pearl, but it maybe feels too similar.
I think they go back and remake Red and Blue.
Oh.
I think they go back to the beginning and redo those in the Moon Engine.
But they wouldn't do Gold and Silver again. They've already re-released them once.
But I mean, they already re-released the originals too on GBA. They did Fire Red and Leaf Green.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see where they go with their remakes, but that won't happen until after Sun and Moon. Hey, I've got Pokken Tournament.
Yeah, how is it? I was going to ask you.
I still haven't played
Fucking parry!
I played Skylanders.
Play Pokken! I'm interested. I'm curious.
Yeah, so am I.
Right.
I mean, last weekend was full of playing Nitro Plus Blasters.
Okay.
So I could review it. And then,
Right, next week... Instead of us faffing around with a fighting game of anime ladies, you bring some serious Pokemon to this house and you'll kick the shit out of Pokemon God intended.
Far too late, if that's any good.
Yeah, exactly. We'll tell you like 3 months after it comes out if it's any good.
Yeah.
But
I bought Superchargers for $12.99 off Amazon. Skylanders, that is.
Yeah, I've already got it. We talked about it last week.
It's
all right.
But...
Yeah, you know. 12 quid. It's all right. You get a Donkey Kong.
You helped me out with that.
I did. I saw the link. I was like, ooh.
Did you buy it as well?
Did
you wanted the Donkey Kong?
No, I already got the PS4 version now. I've made my bed, I'll lie in it. I did, however, pick up a Mega Yarn Yoshi for 20 quid that you've linked me. Because it's a big fluffy Yoshi. Come on, what's not to like?
And I think there's loads of new games coming out soon, actually, that I've interest in. I think I only mentioned Doom the other week, but there's loads more.
I need to play that open beta, actually, this weekend before it closes.
And now I can't remember any of them again. Every podcast, this happens.
Yeah, don't worry about it. We've been through it 1 week. I'm sure it'll jog your memory. Star Fox is out in a couple of weeks. You're going to have to bring over this house because mine's getting shipped to the UK and I'm too cheap to send it over.
I'm hoping just to pick it up off the high street and get the first print run.
I'm sure you will.
We'll see.
Right.
You know, I don't own Star Fox. Remember that? I need to get that. I'm going to make it a point to get that.
Why didn't you own Star Fox?
I don't know. It's a silly thing that I don't own it. Something I did recently, actually. Just sorry, I'm going on,
okay.
Aren't I, this time?
No, it's all right.
Just
mate, we're
went...
actually like only 40 minutes.
Really?
This is a short episode compared to our usual nonsense.
Just before I went away for the Easter holiday, I was on the Wii Virtual Console. Right. Not the Wii U one, the Wii one.
Yeah.
I downloaded Contra Rebirth.
Okay.
On the WiiWare.
Yeah.
The Wii, great game.
The WiiWare on the Wii one.
Yeah, because of course you've got Virtual Console, you've also got WiiWare, which are games made specially for the Wii.
Yes.
That's really good. Recommend, yes. Contra Rebirth. I also picked up all these games for the Virtual Console that's far too expensive in a physical copy. At least while the Virtual Console still exists and you can still download games from it, I'm going to download everything that I want.
Yeah.
I spent about 40 quid on downloading Virtual Console games. 30 or 40, I can't remember.
Okay.
But I'm really happy with what I picked up. Picked up like some Mega Turrican.
Yeah.
Alien Soldier by Treasure for the Mega Drive. Yeah. Musha I also bought. I bought another top-down shooter that I was interested in on the Mega Drive. Oh, gosh. Mostly Mega Drive stuff, actually. Boogerman.
Yeah,
quite a few. And cool. You know what? I still haven't played them.
Yeah,
terrible.
I bet you haven't.
Terrible.
I actually picked up some stuff off the PlayStation Store, actually. They're having a huge sale on like DLC and season passes.
Yeah,
at
yeah
the
I
moment.
Picked up Xenomorph and Leatherface for Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, they were 22 krona, weren't they? I saw them as pretty cheap. I was actually tempted to get the Xenomorph just in case I ever stumble across a copy of Mortal Kombat, but I was like, it'll probably be cheap by the time I do that anyway. I got the Assassin's Creed DLC. I got the Jack the Ripper things Syndicate. Because that looked interesting and I kept Syndicate on my hard drive purely to play that one day. Yeah. So that was like a fiver. So I was like, well, I'll have that. And Freedom Cry for Black Flag was only 30 krona. So I was like, cool, I'll have that as well. I hear that's actually better than Black Flag. And Black Flag was a pretty fucking good game. So I got those. I also picked up Lone Survivor, I think it's called. Director's Cut, which is a game that's also on Vita.
Survivor.
I own it on Vita already, but it was 10 krona. I was like, well, why not? I'll play it on a big screen. Seems like an interesting game from what I played on the Vita. I talked about it in this very podcast about 50 episodes ago. So go check that out. Yeah, go dig through old podcast archives and hear what I think about that game. But yeah, pretty good. Bit trippy. Bit survival horror-esque. Yeah, it's all right.
Saucy.
Indeed. Right. Okay, that brings us to the end of the podcast. Unless there is more to say, I will stop talking like a robot now. If you've liked this episode of Tom Matt Attack, you can listen to more of them. You can do this in a variety of places on tommattack.com. You can do it on blastprocess.com. Tom has guaranteed me that he will now start uploading them again to our host site. And so we will do that.
Yeah, I know how to do it now.
Yes, that's good.
Because I posted an article there recently, yeah.
Yeah. Now that you can do that, you can also find us on the old iTunes, where some of you are perhaps listening to this if you're not in an RSS feed. If you're in iTunes and you think, well, I've enjoyed this wee banter of a man who's pretending to be Welsh from the north of England, see, bringing it back around, and Thomas Parry. And
I'm also Welsh, you know.
I know you
Matthew,
are Welsh.
I'm Welsh, sorry. And I like the rugby, Matthew, yes?
Yes, you do like the rugby. You play it a lot, don't you?
Well, Fyman Sam's my favourite programme.
Norman Price! Right, yeah, okay. This is a sign we've been podcasting too much. You can find us on iTunes, as I've said, and you should give us a little bit of a cheeky rate and review if you're there, and subscribe also. You can also find us on Twitter at TMAcast. You can find us on Facebook
everywhere.
At facebook.com/ Tom and Matt Attack. We're everywhere. We've even got an Instagram account, but I don't use that. So don't find us there. But until then, yeah, listen to most podcasts. You got worms.
Oh.
There will be some footage out of us playing some Nitro Plus Blasters. If we haven't plugged it enough, this podcast. And so you can have a look at that on the Blast Process YouTube.
Yeah.
There's also some videos of us playing some good bad games, or a bad game, as it was last week.
Project Minerva.
Oh, man.
Check that one out over on the Blast Process YouTube channel.
Yeah, but until then, I guess it's goodbye from me and goodbye from him.
Oh, it's goodbye.
Game on.